The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There's a sutta or discourse of the Buddha that I particularly appreciate, and that's the one where he talks to his son, Rahula. According to the commentaries, his son was approximately 7 years old. And he begins by asking him, Rahula, what is a mirror for? And Rahula responds, to reflect. And so then the Buddha says, so your mind also is there for you to reflect. And what's really wonderful about the sutta is the level of depth that he presents to a child. He's inviting the seven-year-old to reflect about his thoughts, his words, and his actions. And not only about those three aspects, but also how it feels before, during, and after. I mean, if you think about this, is investigating the experience through these six filters of investigation. For a child that young to learn to differentiate with such subtlety is really quite rich. And this is very typical of the Dharma. Being open to investigating in this manner is a way to connect and cultivate wisdom, that we can begin from a very, very early age. And so it is also for us when the Buddha talks about defilements. He doesn't just talk, you know, defilements, there are defilements and good luck. But he invites us to realize that the defilements present themselves in our experience in three layers. So we're invited to know these three layers in order to have a little more ability to deal with these defilements, to be aware of them so that we don't just act blindly on them. So basically the three layers of the defilements are, the first one, the first level, is the latent, and that's okay, any mind state, and by defilements I should say, I mean any mind state or mind activity that is afflictive and unwholesome. We can say that's a defilement. So the first layer of the defilements is the latent one, which means the defilements are there. We all have them. But they're dormant, and they will awaken by a stimulus. It can be a sound, a sight, a smell, something wakens them up. And so from the first layer of the defilements being latent, they come into the second layer now, which is the manifestation. And when they manifest themselves in the second layer, that's now in the mind, in the activity of the mind. So there is the worry mind, there is the angry mind, etc. Or there can be also an emotion. And then comes, of course, I'm sure you can guess which one is the third layer, which is the transgression. And that is, when the second layer of the manifestation is invisible to us, we have a pretty good chance that we will act on it. And that will be the third, the transgression. Now, what I find interesting is to take these three layers and see how do they relate to the Noble Eightfold Path that most of us know quite well and is the path that we are encouraged to walk when we engage in this practice. And there's a very beautiful relation how these three layers merge with the three groups within the Noble Eightfold Path. So for some of you who are new, is the Eightfold Path is divided in eight factors. And the eight factors get divided in three groups. And the three groups specialize in a different area of our practice that further us along. So the first group is the wisdom group, which involves the right view and right intention. The second group is the ethics group, and that guides us with right speech, right action, and right livelihood. And the third one deals all with our practice. It's called the concentration one. And that is all about right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. So now we have these three groups. Now, how do they relate to the three layers? The first one, the wisdom one, is all about making us aware that the defilements exist, that they are tremendously powerful and a tremendous source of suffering. The second group, and so let me go back to the first one. And so really the first group, if we were to connect it with the three layers of the defilements, I think you can see that it works very nicely with a latent phase, right? It's just we know they're there, so be aware that this is part of our nature, that these defilements are there. Then we have the second group of the ethics. So the right speech, the right action, the right livelihood. So that connects very nicely with the third layer, which is the transgression. You know, when we've acted on the manifested defilement in our mind, now we go on to act it. And then the third one, the concentration. That one is very, very important for the layer of the manifestation, right? Because that deals with what's happening in the mind. So the manifestation is the second layer, and that is when the defilement is now awakened and we have an afflictive thought in our mind. You know, we're angry, we're anxious, we're worried. That's the defilement that has been awakened and manifested in our mind. Now, concentration, the last group in the Noble Eightfold Path, how does it support the appearance in our minds? Well, we know concentration does this to the mind. It unifies it. It brings it to stasis, to quiet. And as the mind unifies, it does something very wonderful. It dissipates, it makes the defilements disappear, and it protects the mind from new proliferations. So, as you can see, it's very powerful. Concentration is a wonderful tool. Very, very important. If we know that when we are concentrated, we know it because we're neither anxious nor angry nor daydreaming. I wish I had this, or I wish I hadn't done that. The mind is just steady, clear, resting. It's a very, very beautiful state. So we've gotten to the end of the Noble Path. If you remember, the concentration is the last one. But what is interesting to keep in mind that is that although concentration is so powerful and it does dissipate the defilement, it does not get to the latent defilements. It cannot pull out the latent defilements by the root. It only takes care of the ones in the second layer of the manifestation in the mind. Now, it doesn't pull them out because the latent defilements have very deep roots. And they have very deep roots because they get fed by ignorance. The defilements thrive with ignorance. So what do we need to work with ignorance? Wisdom. Wisdom is the aspect that will allow will break the cycle of the defilements being fed by the ignorance. Once this cycle is broken, the defilements are not being fed anymore by the ignorance. They weakened, and then we can pull them out by the root. But now, how did we do that? It means we went through the whole Noble Eightfold Path to get to concentration, and then we go back to wisdom, to the first group. Notice the first group was wisdom. So now, together with all the factors, returning, now we've practiced all the factors, and returning to wisdom, now we have a chance to pull out the defilements by root. So it's not something that we do bingo one and we pull the whole thing out. That would be great. But just know that we can start by pulling little ones, a little bit at a time. And that's tremendously encouraging. We don't have to wait till we're fully liberated. We can notice just from day to day, oh, I used to get so upset about somebody cutting in front of me in traffic. Now I don't start swearing. Okay, well, that's already a little bit of an improvement. So, just to close, it's very inspiring to realize that we don't have to understand the whole enormous work of teaching in the Dharma. There are volumes and volumes of discourses. If we understand one teaching deeply, for example, the Noble Eightfold Path, that alone can be the door to liberation. So whatever door you find resonates with you, I invite you to enter that door and just investigate it. Go as deeply as you can. And remember that with the Noble Eightfold Path, we keep going back, and we keep going back like in a spiral form, every time a little bit higher with a little bit more understanding. So let's take a moment, just a few seconds, to let the teachings sink into our minds.